Vikings Connected. I'm Erin Neuberg alongside Ben Lieber. Make sure you stay connected using hashtag Vikings Connected on all of your social media. So it's time for our weekly guest appearance, and this week we have a very, very special guest.
Special doesn't even compare. That's not even the right word for this guy.
It's not.
He was a 2014 Army Soldier of the Year by Army Times, and he's a Waseca native, and he has an amazing story. It's Sergeant Tom Block. First of all, Tom, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I think everybody can see you are busy right now in Kentucky, and you're hunting deer, but you were named the Army Times Soldier of the Year for 2014 for your time in Afghanistan. And let's just start there. You know, what happened that night in Afghanistan?
We're doing a raid on this compound on this guy that we were following, and we had good intel on him and everything, and landed and started running up on the compound, and we got up there, and guy in a suicide vest got within about 8 feet of me, blew himself up. The only thing between me and him was his buddy that I had by the shirt collar. He pretty much saved me. They both kind of vaporized, and I got sent 35 feet to a minefield. My buddies came and got me out of there within 10 minutes of being hurt. So, you know, hats off to the men on the ground that night that performed so quickly, and they saved my life. It's no joke about it. If they hadn't gotten me out of there fast enough, I probably wouldn't be here today. I sustained, I lost my right eye. Collapsed lung, multiple burn and shrapnel wounds. You know, I wasn't going anywhere. I was bleeding pretty bad, and, you know, they got me out of there just in time.
Where does this strength come from, this inner strength, that you get blown up by these insurgents, but yet you don't miss a beat, you continue to be a soldier, and you continue to be upbeat?
If I just give up and not do anything for the rest of my life, then they win. And I like to win. I don't like people like that especially winning either. So, naturally, I'm going to do my level best to keep my positive attitude and keep moving forward with my life and perform to a standard that everybody else should, that I expect everybody else to meet.
On the lighter side, you came home, and just like you were saying, you keep fighting. You lost an eye, but you gained some street cred with the Captain America there. I was showing my two younger boys earlier. They thought that was pretty cool. What influenced this? How did you decide to go with Captain America?
In the movie, he's quoted as saying, "I don't like bullies." So I kind of follow the same rule. I don't like bullies either. So I thought it was kind of fitting. And I mean, nothing screams freedom like a fake eye that has a Captain America shield.
That's right. What's the response? You go out and you give these speeches. You recently went to the Oakland Raiders and talked to them as well. What's just been the general response to your speech and the feedback you've gotten?
Yeah, clearly my motivational speaking to the Oakland Raiders is really working. So, it means a lot and everything, and the reaction's always been positive. Everybody, and when I talk to people, I talk about leadership and teamwork, and, you know, it's your buddy to your left and right that matters most, and, you know, they'll get you through it, and you'll get them through it, and it's just having that perseverance that no matter how bad it gets, it can always improve, it can always get better, and you can always move past what you're in right now.
That's a good lesson for all of us. A good lesson for the team, too. Speaking of the Vikings and the NFL, are you a Vikings fan? Can we count on you cheering this Sunday?
Come on. Of course I'm a Vikings fan.
Well, you're from Waseca. I was expecting it, but had to ask.
No, I understand. I completely agree. We have those lost souls that somehow find their way into the promised land of Minnesota that decide they need to root for the Packers, but you know, we'll be good Christians and forgive them of that.
So, speaking of the game this Sunday, you're blowing the Gjallarhorn, right?
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Are you ready for that? It's a big job. You're kicking off the game.
I got big lungs, so hopefully.
What's your advice to the team if you had to give some advice? I'm going to guess that hopefully they bring you in and have you have a chance to talk to the team, but if they don't, here's your chance to kind of talk to the fans and the Vikings players.
Hey. Today, we go out in the field, and it's about the man to your left and right. You do nothing but win, and you drive hard, and you just keep giving it all until you can't give any more for your buddy, and he'll do the same for you. And at the end of the game, you have nothing left to give, and you gave it your all, you can say that. You can't say, oh, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. You gave it all. You left it all on the field, and you can come out with a win today. Heck yeah. Sounds great. If you don't, hopefully you learn something from it. We just move on and keep going for it.
It's wonderful advice, Sergeant Tom Block.
Well, thank you so much. I know you've got bigger things to do there in Kentucky. You've got a big buck that hopefully is waiting outside of your deer stand there, and you can shoot him down. So best of luck. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your service, and always appreciate soldiers like you.
Thank you so much.
An incredible story, the fact that he was still conscious throughout.
Yes.
And the best thing about it, he still remains so upbeat and positive.
His attitude.
A great influence, like you said, you joked around, a great influence for other soldiers and kids, but he really can't influence the Oakland Raiders. They're still winless. So, all right, so now number two, Nacho Award nominee. And this week goes out to a certain New Orleans Saints fan. This is the Cincinnati Bengals. Jermaine Gresham, the tight end, catches a touchdown. So right there, he tries to give the ball to her,
yes,
this gentleman, who...
I don't think you can call him a gentleman, Ben. Like, think
no,
of another
you're right,
word.
You're right. Saints fan, which is a whole other thing.
Just
if
not a gentleman.
If you've been to the stadium, there's a whole other category for Saints fans.
Yeah.
So he steals the ball away from her.
And he doesn't give it back. Like,
no.
They were booing. She was begging for it. And he just sat there. He said he wanted to give it to his grandson. Yeah. But here's the deal. I know that you want to make your grandchildren happy, but that's not how you teach your grandson to be a gentleman.
You don't steal.
No, from a woman of the other team.
Right.
Like, it's a Bengal ball.
Finally, at the end, the New Orleans Saints, they realize, okay, we're going to give this gal a ball. Although it's not a Bengal ball. It's not a touchdown ball. Come on, Saints fan. I mean, get some manners. Yeah. There's plenty more Vikings Connected still to come, including a tour of Cordarrelle Patterson's home. But up next, I'll break down this border battle with the Packers.